been a rough year for science fiction on television. One standout has been the Sci-Fi Channel's show Sanctuary. We were thrilled to have a short conversation with star Robin Dunn about the new show and its ability to take the viewer anywhere and everywhere. Well, thank you very much for calling tonight. You're, of course, starring in the new sci-fi hit show, Sanctuary. Congratulations on you and the rest of the cast and crew for making it such a hit. It's doing really well.
Yeah. We're really excited. I mean, the show's gotten such great ratings so far, and the response has been really, really overwhelmingly good. And that's really rewarding for us because, you know, we've been working on the show for a couple years now and trying to put it together for quite some time. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been really excited about the show and just the fact that, you know, other people are tuning in and the fans are getting to see what we've been working on for so long. It's really rewarding for us.
For the few that might not be watching but should be, just give us a quick rundown of what the show's about and your character.
Well, the show centers around Amanda Tapping's character, Helen Magnus. She has this sanctuary where she brings in these abnormals from, you know, that are hunted in our society, shunned, you know, and she gives them sanctuary. She brings them in and protects them, mm-hmm. protects society from them, and studies them. And I play Dr. Will Zimmerman. I'm a forensic psychiatrist who's been ostracized from, you know, all the police organizations that I've worked for before because I'm the guy who refuses to take, you know, the easy answer and is always looking to delve deeper and you know, not take the easy way out like some of my colleagues. Mm-hmm. And so you know, needless to say, I don't have very many friends until Magnus finds me and brings me to the sanctuary. And it's a perfect place for me to work because, you know, all these things that I've been suspecting about society now, you know, are proven to me. However, it's difficult for me to kind of let go of my, you know, my normal life, because it's one thing to think the world is one way, but it's another thing to be proven right and now have to sort of walk the walk and
right.
put yourself in danger. And then definitely, you know, the adventures that I go on with Magnus, I certainly find myself in precarious situations that, you know, aren't necessarily all that fun all the time for me.
Right. And one of the unique things about this show is that for a great deal of it, it is a virtual series. You have very few, like, standing sets.
Yeah, I think the number is 70%. I mean, it slides a little bit back and forth, but mm-hmm. essentially we're working, the majority of the show is green screen, which is great because it just allows us to be able to go anywhere and do anything. I mean, in this first season, we have such a myriad of different locations, and all the adventures we go on are just unbelievable. And as an actor, to be able to get the script each week and see, you know, what other crazy place we're going to is really quite a thrill. And I think the audience is going to feel the same way because, you know, the green screen is just, we're only limited by our imaginations, really, and the world that, you know, Damien Kindler and Sam Egan and Martin Wood have created. Yeah, you know, we can really do anything, and I think that's the exciting thing about the series.
Right, that was something I wanted to ask you too. Since you're doing a lot of this acting against the green screen, where other than the script that sort of describes, you know, vaguely where you're at, that you're in a subway or at the top of a building or whatever, do you ever, or being attacked by this creature or being amazed by, you know, this abnormal or another, do you ever actually go back and watch the show just to see what it was that you were supposed to be acting against?
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of times we're working on the show and Marty will say to me, look, this is, you're looking out and this is the vista, you're looking at an old city or new city, or this is the monster that you're looking at. And I'll, you know, I'll sort of get it in my head of what we're looking at, and we kind of mind map it out, all of us together. And then when we finish shooting and Anthem, our special effects team, gets a hold of it and sort of does their magic. And then when I see the finished product, it's always way cooler than I could have ever imagined. You know, I'm just like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that's what I was looking at. Wow, that's really cool, you know.
I was just curious, because there's a lot of people that don't want to see themselves, you know, act. But I think with this show, you almost have to, just to know what it was that you were doing.
No, absolutely. And that's another great thing about the show. One of the many great things is that, you know, as an actor, when you see the finished product in a normal circumstance, you know, it's not that much of a surprise because you were there, you saw everything. But mm-hmm. because this show is so green screen, you know, when I see this, the finished product, I'm almost experiencing it for the first time, just like the audience, because
all the
effects. And, you know, there's some great stuff, there's some amazing creatures and great visuals, and all the visual effects shots in that show are really amazing. But the ones that I find really cool are the ones that aren't, you know, like you wouldn't think. If you didn't know better, you wouldn't think that it was a virtual shot, because
right.
it just looks like a normal building or a normal parking lot or whatever. But because I was there and I know that that was shot on a green screen, and I see what Anthem have done and how real it looks in those normal shots, those are the ones that really blow me away. I just can't get over what they can do. I mean, really, the show really is just the most amazing, coolest graphic novel you've ever seen morph into a television show. That's the best.
That's a very, very good description of it, actually. If anyone was looking for one, that would be it. That's very good.
Absolutely.
What a few people may know, you've of course been an actor for several years now, but you're also a writer.
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool to sort of venture off into that. I mean, it really was interesting for me as an actor. See, I think the most important thing when you're in this business is to diversify and to really, you know, to really try to understand what the other aspects of the industry are.
So, sure.
You know, you can you broaden your base, and also it makes you understand more about your job. You know, and that's the great thing about Sanctuary as well, is that it's such a family affair that we're all on the same team, and we're all sort of working together on it, and we all kind of share the responsibilities, and that's a really rewarding part of working on that show.
Sure. Do you think you'd be able to spin your writing and maybe pen an episode or two of Sanctuary?
Perhaps. I mean, this year was just so, I mean, as much fun as it was, and just really was just the greatest experience of my career, it still was day and night, like, you know, the two of us really beat the crap out of us in this first series. I mean, we were trapped in submarines and in crashed planes, and just, you know, day in, day out, it was really,
great.
Really a tiring gig. So, yes, I'd love to sort of try my hand and write some Sanctuary, but definitely I want to also, you know, I wanted to also make sure that I got the character right, and you know, it's an interesting, fun character for me to play, because I get to sort of bring the audience into the Sanctuary for the first time.
Right.
And when I'm seeing the place for the first time, so is the audience, and they're kind of looking through my eyes. So I really wanted to make sure that, you know, I was able to build a character that the audience could really relate to and feel was authentic, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, you're very much the you're our eyes and ears. Every show, I think, when it delves into this type of stuff, needs you. It needs the audience.
Yeah.
Right. It needs that one person everyone can relate to a little. Well, Robin, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate
thank
you taking
you so
some time.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you you asking me to talk. And listen, keep in touch with us. Let us know what you think of the show. We're always excited to hear what you guys are thinking. So.
Well, thank you very much. I've been very impressed so far.
We'll see you next week. Next week will blow your mind. Next week is it's crazy.
Yeah, the previews looked really good.
Hopefully we'll be doing it for 10 more years.
I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah, me too.
You can see Robin Dunn in Sanctuary on the Sci-Fi Channel Friday nights. Thanks for listening. This is JohnJay.net.